Thank you, Nanda Vajra.
Okay, so yeah, this is an introduction to the retreat, but it will probably be a fairly full talk. I'm not quite certain how long it will be, but you know, make yourselves comfortable. Okay. So, yeah, the basic theme of this retreat is spiritual friendship, Kalyana Mitrata. So, you know, as we've already been exploring on this on the weekend that's preceded this, it's the friendship, the association, the brotherhood that you can develop with others, with whom you are treading the Buddhist path. Yeah? Those who share your ideals and share, to some extent, your commitment to Buddhist ideals, who to some extent go for refuge to the three jewels. That's the way we usually talk about it. The three jewels being the Buddha, the ideal of human enlightenment, and that being an ideal that we can all aspire towards and move towards. The Dharma, the truth, which the Buddha perceived when he gained enlightenment, and also the path that he communicated to enable us to experience that enlightenment for ourselves. And then there's the Sangha, the spiritual community. In particular, it really means, as an ideal, the community of those possessing insight, and in a sense, the type of communication and association and brotherhood that those people have. Yeah? Okay. Each night on this talk, we're going to be on this weekend, we're going to be hearing talks about specific spiritual friendships that are drawn basically from the Buddhist canon. So we'll be hearing about some of the Buddha's friendships. The Buddha was, in a sense, the primary spiritual friend or Kalyana Mitra. So we'll be hearing about some of his friendships with some of his disciples. We'll be hearing about some of those disciples' friendships with one another. And we'll also be hearing about the friendship which existed between Milarepa and his teacher Marpa, coming from the Tibetan tradition. So yeah, we'll be hearing one of these talks each night. Hopefully they'll provide us, with a certain amount of inspiration. You know, when we actually hear the stories of these friendships, certain duties could be drawn out of them, and I've no doubt that our speakers will actually do that. But, you know, there are certain duties we can draw from those stories that we can actually apply to our own lives and to our own practice of friendship. Okay. The title of this retreat, which I think I came up with Katanyu. I think Katanyu actually suggested this. I can't quite remember. Duties of Brotherhood in Buddhism is a sort of it's a bastardization of a book title, and it's a book that comes from the Islamic tradition, strangely enough, a book known as the Duties of Brotherhood in Islam. Those of you who've been here on the weekend, I think you've heard that mentioned. I think Paramabandhu mentioned it last night. It's by a Sufi writer known as Al-Ghazali, Duties of Brotherhood in Islam. This book is one which Sangharakshita once led a seminar on. The reason being that although it's a book from the Islamic tradition, it's actually got a lot to say about friendship, which we as Buddhists can actually draw on and make something of. Yeah? Okay. So tonight, by way of introduction to this particular retreat, I just want to first of all explore the question of duty. Yeah? Why do we talk in terms of duty, for example, with regard to brotherhood? Why even think in those terms? So I want to explore that question. Perhaps for some of us, thinking in terms of duty with regard to friendship and brotherhood is a rather unfamiliar thing to do. We might be more inclined to think in terms of, rights, you know, what we would get from friendship. So it may be a little bit unfamiliar to think in terms of duty. Again, this theme's kind of come through on the weekend already. And in a sense, actually, there's probably nothing that I'm going to say in this talk tonight that you didn't hear. Well, for example, last night, Paramabandhu covered quite a lot of the ground that I covered. But, you know, it's worth actually just hearing it again. Anyway, I'm going to explore this this question of duty. And I'm going to do that by, looking particularly at an essay that Bhante Sangharakshita wrote many years ago. And it's in a collection of essays known as Crossing the Stream. It's published as Crossing the Stream. The right, the essay itself is entitled Rights and Duties. Rights and Duties. It's a very, 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 very important little essay, and there's a lot in it. So I'm going to look at what he's got to say in there, or at least some of what he's got to say in there. And then I'm going to make a few general points about duties in friendship, this question of duties in friendship. And then I'm going to finish by just saying something about the programme that we'll be following for this retreat and how to engage with it and get the most out of it. And how well we can use it to really explore the practice of friendship. Because in the end, friendship is not something that you theorise about. Friendship is something that you do, that you engage with and you experience. Okay, so first of all, general question of rights and duties.